Let me tell you about the chicken grease. Love some things to make the people get out to see. Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Fairway Markets. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring sustainability, local foods, and other forward-thinking schools of culinary thought to the minds and kitchens of everyday folks. Our conversations cover the entire spectrum of food enthusiasts, from renowned culinary masters to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Cablevision, good living iPhone apps, and the Hot 5 perfect for 2010. Happy New Year's, listeners. If you've been tuning in live to Heritage Radio Network, you've been listening to all of the great and late music of this past decade. I was about to say 2010. Thank you for listening to Hot Grease in 2009 and making Hot Grease a top show on Heritage Radio Network. Speaking of shows and networks, Cablevision cut Food Network and HGTV over the weekend. I'm not a huge TV person, but I actually like watching Sonny Anderson and the Barefoot Contessa from time to time on Food Network. And to make matters worse, the Iron Chef American Challenge, the one that's been hyped up with Michelle Obama being on it, and Mario Batali and all the other great Iron Chef folks, it premiered yesterday. We have a clip of a Food Network personality, Guy Fieri, talking about Cablevision and them taking Food Network off the air. Here's the clip.
I got to tell you, I am blown away. In today's world, when everybody wants something now, fast, better, quicker, when it's available, the number one food station in the world, and it gets dropped? I just don't understand it. I mean, you divide up the household, what the kids want, what the dad wants, what the mom wants. Everybody wants Food Network. I mean, I travel all over the country doing diners, drive-ins, and dives, and it is so sought after. People, I mean, you love Alton, you love Bobby, you love Giada, you want Iron Chef, you want the next Food Network star, all these different components. I hear about it all the time.
So that was a clip from Guy Fieri, Food Network. It's funny, I actually sent out a tweet today to try to get some of my Twitter friends to call in live about their outrage over Cablevision dropping Food Network. And if anyone's listening live now and you'd like to call in, our number here at Heritage Radio Network is 718-497-2128. It's ironic that most people, well, a few tweets that I received back were not about Cablevision dropping Food Network, but just Food Network's programming, which is definitely a valid point. But according to ILoveFoodNetwork.com, which I think is a companion site for Food Network, they say that Cablevision is not telling the truth and that Scripps Network, who actually owns Food Network and HGTV, has been trying to negotiate with Cablevision for the past 6 months. And basically, they couldn't get fair market value for HGTV and Food Network. All of it's been rejected to carry the show on the network. It is so funny because I had no clue. Actually, I found out about this via Twitter, social media, and I turned to the channel. It is the craziest message ever on the channel. I mean, you actually hear a representative from Cablevision saying that Scripps is, you know, having financial problems. They're just basically putting the blame all on Scripps Network. Okay, fine, maybe. But I guess my issue is, why didn't you notify me as a customer paying, $50+ every month? Why didn't you let me know instead of putting the blame all on Scripps? So then the funniest thing happened to me over the weekend. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I really don't watch TV. But it's really cold here in New York and I'm staying in. and I decided to do an on-demand movie. And the movie was No Impact Man. Some of you guys may know about the movie. It's about a couple in Brooklyn. They decide for a year, or maybe it's 2 years. I think it's a year, to basically shop locally, no electricity. They do all these things to not impact the environment. Okay, so I start watching like 10 minutes of the movie. I fall asleep. And some of you guys know on cable vision or on demand, you have 24 hours to see the movie. So I'm like, okay, great. I fell asleep. I'll just watch it the next day. Call cable vision the next day because I tried for 2 hours to see the movie. I was on hold for like 30 minutes. And of course, they have a special line for the Food Network issue. I didn't even want to talk about that, knowing that I probably would cancel cable vision. They could even resolve my issue with my on-demand movie. So customer service definitely is at an all-time low. So moving on to some of the comments about Scripps, Food Network, Cablevision that are on ilovefoodnetwork.com. And I guess my question is, who's to blame, or is it Cablevision? Or is it Food Network? And it's funny just to see how many people are really into or support Food Network. And some of the comments on here saying Cablevision is not telling the truth, and Scripps has been trying to, you know, have negotiations for the past 6 months. And people are saying that no matter what, the viewers were put in the middle of the dispute, and we were basically used as pawns. And I actually have a bigger question to bring to the listeners. I personally think that this is a turning point for traditional media and TV. There's so many great food videos and websites that are producing episodes. And I wonder if this is just going to give these websites and people that are producing these shows an opportunity to come to the front. You have the Dairy Show. He was on one of our first shows. He does shows all about dairy and other food. You have Food Curated. She does small shows on different food stuff in New York. So I'm just putting it out there. If you guys, and we can explore this on a show, upcoming show in 2010, but the question is, will this Cablevision Food Network issue spawn a new breed and a new way of looking at food shows and food TV via the web? You can tweet me at Food Cultures on Twitter. That's FOODCULTURIST, or via Facebook fan page Food Cultures. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be coming back with good living iPhone apps for the new year. I'm tired of arguing, girl. I'm tired. Huh. I'm tired of arguing, girl. Huh. I'm tired. Huh. I'm tired of arguing, girl. Baby girl. Did you sleep on the wrong side? I'm catching a bad vibe, and it's contagious. What's the latest? Speak your heart, don't bite your tongue. Don't get it twisted, don't misuse it. What's your problem? Let's resolve. We can solve. What's the cause? It's official. You got issues, I got issues, but I know I miss you. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. And I want to say that was Aaliyah. Don't you guys miss Aaliyah? She was the best artist. We're playing again. The late and great of the past decade. So our next segment is about iPhone apps. Hands down, one of the best things in the past decade is the iPhone. What most people love about the phone are the applications. I've decided to share my favorites. Some are what I call good food or good living applications. The first one I actually downloaded this weekend, Mashable.com sent out a list of iPhone apps to keep your New Year's resolution. And the first one that was on there was an app titled Good Guide. So I downloaded it. I have not used it yet. But essentially, they have a database of products. And if you have a 3GS iPhone, you can actually scan, put your phone up to the product, be it food or cleaning product. They have a whole list. And it will give you a number between 1 and 10 saying how sustainable the application is. Unfortunately for me, it does not work for every product because, again, you have to have the 3GS iPhone. The good thing about it is they have like the top 10 for each category. There are like 50,000 products on each one. So they'll have the top 10 for each category. Like one category would be bath toys. And for kids, and they'll tell you 1 to 10, like the sassy bath wigglers. I have no clue what that is, but out of 10, it's a 7.5, and it gives you an overall rating of 7.5. Like I said, it breaks it down by health, environmental, and social. And then it even has, this company has minimal or no community related controversies. They'll even go into detail about if there have been recalls or any other things like this. I don't know if anybody has really, I don't know how you're going to like put in a apple but they have that on here, fruits. So, okay, they don't have any. So it's only for products, seems to be grocery products. So that's my first app. It's the Good Guide. And I think it's great for anybody that's starting off in the sustainable food movement or trying to live good or trying to do good in terms of buying the right products, or for someone that may already know. The second iPhone app is Chipotle. We've mentioned Chipotle a million times on Hot Grease, and they have an iPhone app. I've actually used it. It's really cool. Some people may know, if you're at Chipotle at 11:45 or 12 o'clock, during the lunch hour, it is major. It's busy. The line is very long. But with the iPhone app, you can essentially put your order in, minus, you know, cheese, no guacamole. You can order a drink with it or water. Put your credit card number in, and most Chipotles, they have a separate line, so you don't have to get in the line. You just go to the pickup line and get your food. I know that for a while they had this, a lot of offices and people were doing it. You could just go online and order your food, but I think the iPhone app is really cool. And some of you guys may know that Chipotle is definitely doing a lot in terms of good food. They're trying to source locally. All of their meat and beef and pork is sustainable. So I definitely think that this is one app for good living, the Chipotle iPhone app. I'm not sure. Can people get these same apps on a BlackBerry? I think one of the producers has a BlackBerry.
No, the BlackBerry is pretty limited.
Oh, wow. That sucks. So, okay. So I guess you guys need to get an iPhone or either iTouch.
See, the BlackBerry is rising with the better network. So,
Okay. I hear you. Kind of like Cablevision, huh? Another one of my favorite apps, we've talked about it before on the show, Foursquare. Oh my gosh, in the past month, I have seen a million articles about Foursquare. And Foursquare is kind of like a social network game that you can get on the iPhone and tag your location, and then you get points for being at certain locations. I don't know if this is a good living app, but it sure is damn fun. And just recently, I've gotten tons of requests from people asking to be their friend or whatever the hell they call it on Foursquare. It's really cool. And I think, what's his name? Oh gosh, it's been on the show. Zach Cohen. He's been on the show a million times, sent out a great article saying that restaurants need to connect Foursquare to folks that are coming in. So I think this is a hot app for good living. You can get great tips about the great food to get at different locations. I mean, you see people on there, they're doing yoga. You can find a great yoga location and et cetera, and et cetera. Another app that I probably use definitely once a week is two, actually, Whole Foods and Epicurious. With the Whole Foods app, I think the thing that I like the most about them, you can go in and put what you have in your kitchen. So you can put lentils. And then you can put your veggies and it will just spout, you know, give you like five recipes. Epicurious, I don't think it has that ability, but you definitely can put in lentils and it'll pull up like 200 recipes. There are tons of recipes. I saw at the holidays, they had a special holiday category, like holiday cocktails, holiday dessert, and they have basically aggregated all of their recipes from, I guess, Bon Appetit, all of the Condé Nast publications, print publications, and put it on the Epicurious. When I first got this app, it first came out, it did not have advertising. Now they've rolled in advertising. And most of these apps, actually, at least Epicurious is the only one that has advertising. Another great, good food, good living application would be 43 Things. This is definitely my favorite app. I just found out about this one. It's a great 43things.com. It started off as a website. It is a website. You can go there. You can put in all of your goals. When it first pops up, you see all of these goals that people have put in, and it'll show you the top ones. I think it's probably like hundreds of thousands of folks who have put in what their goals are, and you're supposed to put in 43. And it aggregates at the top. A lot of them have something to do with food or losing weight or healthy living, but now it's an application. And so you can just put all your goals inside of that. So if you have a great goal of eating sustainably or shopping at the farmer's market every week, bam. You can put it right into 43things.com or 43 application via your iPhone. So those are my top apps for good living in 2010. I will actually post those to my website if you want more information, so you can link directly to iTunes and get them. So we're going to take a short break and come back with the Hot Five, perfect for 2010.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be so glad. Someday I know he's coming back to call on me. He's going to handle me and hold me so.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program has been sponsored by Fairway Markets. Let me give a Southern girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Hands down, one of the best things in the past decade. Oh, I'm talking about the last segment. So I've decided to reach into the Hot Grease vault and bring you an October show featuring the Hot Five with Marlo Dublin. She's talking healthy snacks, This goes out to my BFF and many listeners detoxing and starting anew on the food front. Here we have a repeat of the Hot Five. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is sponsored by Hearst Ranch. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Up next, in the studio, we have Marlo Doubling, a food and cookery enthusiast from Queens, doing the Hot Five. I'm hot. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. Welcome, Marlo.
Hi, Nicole.
So let's get right into it, starting with number five on the Hot Five list. First of all, tell us what five things you're going to be doing.
Well, I found five snacks that are delicious and healthy.
We're always looking for healthy.
Absolutely.
So number five on the Hot Five list.
Larabars. Ever heard of them?
Yeah. Love them.
Oh, man. Pure natural energy.
What's your favorite?
I love the coconut cream pie. I love the whole family of pies.
I love the pecan pie. That's my favorite. The cherry pie. Oh, we can go on and on and on.
Oh, lemon pie. They're just great. You grab them. You're full for like 2 or 3 hours. They get you to the next meal. They're pretty inexpensive. I've seen them for $2 or $3 a bar, and you can get them online too. So larabar.com. You can try the pie family, but you can also try their cool flavors like Coco Mole. I just saw PB&J.
Yeah, I saw that one is really good. I wonder if Larabar is on Twitter. You think they're on Twitter? They should be.
They should be if they're not.
So number four,
we have Route 11 potato chips, sweet potato chips. Have you ever tried those?
I have not.
Oh,
are they
delicious.
Based in New York? Where are they?
They're actually from Virginia, Mount Jackson, Virginia.
Ah.
Yeah. And they make other flavors, like dill pickle.
I've
and
had the dill pickle.
Yeah?
So
oh,
good.
They're delicious. I love dill anything. Chesapeake crab.
Okay. No. Yeah. Someone the other day, my husband actually came home and was like, oh, you have to try these chips, the Chesapeake Bay. Yeah, the crab. Yeah, this has to be the same. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I want to take them and crumble them on a potato or baked potato or something. Delicious.
How many calories do you know?
I don't want to know, but but the sweet potato are pretty clean, natural, just really crispy. You feel like you're just biting into a baked sweet potato.
Hey, Nicole. This is Jack, and I just want to let everybody know the Route 11 chips are actually sold by Patrick and Heritage Foods USA, so if anybody's interested.
Ah, great. Yeah. Plug to Heritage
that's
Foods.
Awesome.
That is
nice.
Awesome. Okay. Is it heritagefoods.com?
It's heritagefoodsusa.com.
Thank you, our great producer, Jack. So on to number three.
Number
on the Hot
three,
Five.
We have Mary's Gone Crackers.
Say that again.
Mary's Gone Crackers.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, they make a great line of seed crackers that are gluten-free. They're made with brown rice, quinoa, flax seeds, and sesame seeds. I like them plain, but they are great with hummus, guacamole, any kind of dip.
Really? So is it thin? Give me something that I can compare it to.
They're like a cross between a flatbread and Melba toast.
Oh.
Yummy.
Where they come in a wide variety of flavors. Black pepper. There's an herb flavor, a caraway.
Where do you typically buy them? I haven't seen those.
You can get them online, I know. You can also get them at Whole Foods.
Okay.
I've seen them there. I'm sure if you stop into your local organic or health food market, you could find them.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. So I can do, that's great with cheese, the crackers, Mary's crackers. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So number two on the Hot Five list.
Number two, Udi's granola nuggets.
Wow, you have some great ones. Never heard of it. Give us a scoop on that.
I love granola, but it's really hard to eat on the go because it falls all over everything in your book bag, on the floor. But these are nuggets. These are like bite-sized pieces of granola. And it's just a mix of honey and oats and nuts, cashews, almonds. Delicious. Really yum. You can even turn it into cereal if you want.
Sprinkle on top of yogurt? Crumble them?
Absolutely. Sure.
So what kind of bag? Is it in a bag that I can just kind of throw it in my laptop bag or in my purse where I can just pull it out during the day and get a few? Is it a small bag or?
It's a medium-sized bag, but it has a great zipper. So you can throw it in your laptop bag or your purse, take it on the go, and they store well.
Okay.
In the cupboard. So either way.
And number one on the Hot 5 list.
We have Medora Snacks. A small company from Long Island that makes corners, which is a cross between popcorn and tortilla chips. So it's like a pop tortilla chip. Mm. Also come in a wide variety of flavors. I love sea salt, just plain.
Have you heard of that one, Meredith?
Yeah, you know what? I think I've seen them at Whole Foods. I just haven't gotten them yet. Yeah.
Say the name one more time.
Medora Snacks.
Okay.
And the type of snack is corners.
Do they also do those all the nuts? Like they have like an almonds and a cashews.
I haven't seen the nuts.
Okay.
I'll check
them
out.
Those look good.
That's great. Wow. Three snacks. At least, what, two or three snacks? I'm sure if I didn't know about them. Meredith didn't know about some of our listeners. Thank you, Marlo, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For bringing us the Hot 5 today. We look forward to having you again. We need to have you in more often. Yeah.
I'd love to come back. Thank you, Nicole.
You can do the snack list, and you let me know if you get on Twitter. I don't know if you're on Twitter. We'll add it to our tag on heritageradionetwork.com so people want to follow you and you're doing your snack updates.
Thanks.
But thank
Appreciate
you for joining
it.
Us in the studio. Thank you again for listening to Hot Grease. Join me every Monday at 3:30 on Heritage Radio Network. Until then, always take the road less traveled. Song.